God inspired these exciting words to be written in his Bible in Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Romans 8:28, God's promise. We have no need for the blues.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, weekday blues, though Friday seems so far away. I ain't got weekday blues, 'cause I've got life abundant. Jesus promised me, he said this in John 10:10, and God loves me. There ain't no reason I should have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Ain't got the weekday blues.
Jesus gave us this exciting promise from God at the end of John 16. Verse 33, Jesus tells us, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We have no need for the weekday blues with our Lord, or any other kind of blues. Jesus gave us this promise, this exciting, comforting promise of peace, so we don't have to worry about having the blues with him. John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, weekday blues, though Friday seems so far away. I ain't got weekday blues, 'cause I can trust in God's goodness. He promised me, he said this in John 10:10, and God loves me. There ain't no reason I should have the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They've got the weekday blues.
Jesus gave us many promises of joy and hope. One of these begins in John 10:10. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Jesus said, he promised.